intellect, buddhi. Sattvic intellect is that which clearly distinguishes between the paths of action and renunciation. Chooses that field of activity which is most suitable to one's inherent nature and rejects what is not. Having chosen the right field, it further decides what ought to be done and what ought not to be done therein, and does one's obligatory duties and responsibilities in life. The sattvic intellect directs you to fulfill them and avoid involvement in activity outside the sphere. A human being alone faces the problem of choosing his course of action in life. No creature save the human has this dilemma. All others follow distinct patterns of life according to their individual nature, ordered, as it were, to live through it without a choice. Whereas the human being has been given the freedom of choice. William Shakespeare, in his play Hamlet, highlights the dilemma of choice in his oft-quoted words, "To be or not to be, that is the question." The sattvic intellect has the clarity to choose one's course of life. The sattvic intellect also understands what is to be feared and what ought not to be feared. Certain facets of the world are dreadful. They are detrimental, even fatal. Other facets are beneficial, valuable. Most people in the world court what is fearful and repel what is not. They would freely indulge in the deadly senses, but dread to take the path of knowledge and renunciation. So has Alexander Pope observed, "Fools rush in where angels fear to tread." The sattvic intellect chooses the right path. Another serious problem that a human being faces is his self-inflicted bondage. He has lost the freedom of the self. Sattvic intellect draws the distinction between bondage and liberation. It exposes the human weakness in attaching oneself to one's body, mind and intellect. In being enslaved by their action and perception, emotion and thought, it provides one the clarity to recognize the glory and grace of the self within. The self alone is the seat of true liberation, free from the persecutions of the world. Thus, freed from bondage, the sattvic intellect directs a seeker to spiritual enlightenment. Rajasic intellect gives the wrong understanding of righteousness and unrighteousness, an erroneous concept of virtue and vice. It wrongly interprets the ethical and unethical values of life, knows not the obligatory duties and responsibilities in life, and errs in the performance of actions. Tamasic intellect is shrouded in ignorance, which regards the unrighteous as righteous, understands vice as virtue, wrong as right, views everything perverted. It leads you on towards destruction.